Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Members of the British Parliament have voted to approve a fertility technique that's still illegal here in the U.S. It's controversial because it creates babies that technically have the DNA of three different people, a mother, a father, and a female donor. But the donor only adds a little bit of mitochondria, which only accounts for about 0.01% of the baby's DNA. So it's not exactly a third parent, and it could be welcome news to thousands of people who have a family history of mitochondrial diseases. Dr. Jamie Griffo is program director of the New York University Fertility Center. He helped pioneer this technique nearly two decades ago. Dr. Griffo, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
Is three parents a bit of an overstatement here when we think about this procedure and this technology?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a really caustic way of presenting what's being done. This is a technique that's designed to help women who carry a mutation in their mitochondria from having a child who could be quite ill. There's not really three parents involved. The nuclear DNA comes from mom and dad. Mitochondria, which we all have and are highly conserved, are the problem, and there's donor mitochondria in this case, so that's where, you know, people have taken poetic license to call it a three-parent baby to make it sound like this horrible thing, and it's really not. It's designed to help people have healthy babies.
Well, even if it is three parents using different kinds of DNA, that's only horrible because we have this bias towards thinking about normal. I mean, fertility treatments have assisted families for decades in ways that we would have thought 100 years ago were monstrous, but things change, right?
Correct. And I think the way we think about it can change as well. Although, you know, these techniques are for patients who need them, people who have no understanding of the disease or the plight of these patients in their lives and how this impacts them can be very judgmental. And I would suggest practice empathy first. Try and understand why somebody would do this instead of judging them.
And someone who would, and you helped pioneer this technique, the person who benefited from this technique would know the three donors in theory, right?
Well, yes. I mean, the mom, it would be her nuclear DNA and the dad's nuclear DNA. And there would be a donor, usually it's an anonymous donor for the mitochondrial portion. So they don't really know the person per se, although they can if they choose.
And if this person were to grow up, assuming a healthy birth, and give birth to a progeny of their own, there's no DNA that comes from this sort of third parent mitochondria, right?
Well, I mean, the mitochondrial genes will be passed on, but yours and mine aren't very different. They're highly conserved. They're not the genes that make up the difference that makes us all different.
So it's not anything like the parenting of a nuclear mom and a nuclear dad who get together with a sperm and an egg.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing. They talk about designer babies. I mean, since I did the first embryo biopsy in the United States in 1992, the question has always been, what about designer babies? What about designer babies? Well, now we're how many years later? And we still haven't had the designer babies that everybody's afraid of because we don't know how to do that. We're not trying to do that. But just because there's a fear of some misuse of technology doesn't mean we should stop it. It's something that's been available for a long time to help this group of patients, and it's been held up partly because of the way it's presented and understood and misunderstood, and partly because the regulators have kept it at bay. However, look, all new technology has risks. We take risks in everything we do every day. And who gets to decide risk-benefit ratios of techniques? And the problem is it's in the hands of people who don't truly understand the science or the medicine and the patient who needs it.
So you applaud the British decision?
Well, I think, as has always been the case, the Europeans, the Brits especially, will always be ahead of the United States because they are more forward-thinking. And, you know, the first embryo biopsy in the world was done by the Brits. We had the technology. We weren't allowed to use it until they were successful. It's like that for many areas of medicine. So we will continue to be the followers in medical development, unfortunately.
Dr. Jamie Griffo is program director of the NYU Fertility Center. Dr. Griffo, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.